Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of the DNVR Rapids podcast. And it is lounge number two for the maybe win number one in Rapids history. It's a winner's lounge, and goddamn, are we excited! Oh my god. I'm your host, Mitchell.
It was fine, I guess. Are people excited?
I need all of you to calm down a little bit.
I can't. You guys got to get it out last night. I didn't get to get it out last night. I was just chatting the ear off of anybody around me in that concert that would listen. I am joined by the fellas. It is Cowboy Super. Yeah,
man. We just experienced the greatest win in Rapids history, and it's not even close, in my opinion. Not even close.
That is like probably what the bigger picture conversation of this is. I mean, definitely the biggest team they've ever beaten. Not even close. holding a team like that, blanking them. You know, just another massive performance from Zach Steffen. The back line. We're going to get into all of it, but I mean, just gut reaction. I already listened to your guys' pod from last night, but looking back, I mean, they're going to the semis. They have two chances to make CONCACAF Champions League, whether they win or win the third place game. There's so much to talk about. Dwayne, where are you at right now? Where's your head?
It's sleepy because I didn't sleep last night. That's where my head's at.
Hell yeah.
No, I'm glad that I'm glad we're talking about it again, because it was hard not to get too deep into it last night, because it was like, oh man, I want to talk about this. But
you wouldn't have been mad.
We wanted to give it its due time today. So, dude, I'm excited, man. Like, last night was like the most fun time after the game, just to watch all of the footage coming out from the Rapids team on the ground. You know, all the videos from afterwards, you know, everybody singing for Zach in the locker room, and, you know, Armas following up Georgie by dropping another F-bomb, except that the Rapids bleeped it out. And, you know, it's just, it's so cool to watch the behind the scenes. The Rapids team on the ground did such a great job of taking us along for that, which I really appreciate. And, and it's just good watching everybody on Twitter have fun and send some jabs at Club America, you know, while they're doing it. And I don't know what more you can want from a Saturday night Rapids match other than what we got last night. It was fun, dude. It was fun.
Don't worry, Club America fans. Cowboy season starts in just a couple of weeks. You'll be okay. Yeah, all right.
Double up that disappointment.
That's right.
Appetizer last night.
Let's get into it. Let's just jump right in. Quick shout out to the Toyota chat presented by the 2024 4Runner. Our goddamn it, Bobby. Ski Wilson. Shout out. Mile High Hotspur. Julie Church is in there. I want to shout out. I know it was Ski Wilson. I saw our guy Dev. I saw our guy Julie Churches. Did you see them? Did you see those pictures from the Rockies game?
Oh yeah,
the Rockies game up at the party deck. You guys are legends.
Take it down.
You guys are legends.
That's even better. I love that the Rockies were so offended by a winning team's flag in their own city that they took it down. Love that.
It's amazing. Shout out to you guys. Let's get into it. This is gonna be obviously that's already been discussed last night, but we're still gonna kind of do our game breakdown, and then we'll get into our segments and all that. But we can be a little loosey-goosier than normal with the game breakdown, as we've already sort of gotten off the big talking points. So let's start with starting lineup. You started Omir instead of Calvin Harris. And Ronan, who I think on this pod we were pretty in consensus that you should keep Ollie in the starting lineup there. And happily, I will take the L on that take. What'd you think about that starting lineup when you saw it?
My biggest gripe with it was still J. Lou. I think it was, and I don't think it has to do anything with J-Lo himself. I think the chemistry was better with a guy like Kelvin and Omir. That I think it would have made chemistry, I think, would have worked a lot better on the rap for the Rapids this game instead of pure speed. Just because you are playing a super talented team, you know, and your pass had to be a lot crispier. Besides that, I like Rodan coming in. I thought Rodan was a good addition to the midfield. I thought he played that deep line six playmaker really well. He basically dropped in and was another center back, and they're playing a back three with a four a lot of the time. And Rodan was just back there defending his ass off, and I cannot give him any crap for that. He was, in my opinion, if it wasn't for Zach being a superhero and being a goddamn legend, Rodan was the player of the game.
The most 5'5" center back you've ever seen in your life, holding it down on that back line, baby.
It was fearless Lisandro Martinez energy yesterday from Connor Rodan.
The Irish Lisandro Martinez, some are saying. Legend. What I really liked about Rodan, and we'll get into it, I made a note when I was doing my rewatch, but just the communication and the willingness to listen to each other when there's not passes forward and reset back. Just the willingness to work it up the left, nope, back to the center back. Oh, it's there on the left, nope, back to the center back. Up to the left, nope, back to the center back. Back around, up the right. Just the patience and the communication from that double pivot and ability to stay calm and not force anything. They did not force anything. And it was the exact right game plan. It was very impressive. Game kicks off. Wait, hang on. Yeah. Club America. To kind of set the scene, Club America. Obviously hated, obviously huge, very rich. They spent, what, $108 million on this roster? I mean, how – I don't know if I still understand how giant they were.
No. We're talking about the most winning team in all of Mexico, a league that's been around for over 100 years, a league that has a lot of history. They do play in the Estadio Azteca, the home turf of Mexico. They fill out that place by themselves. They have gone into Argentina, beating Boca Juniors. They've gone into Real Madrid and given them a competition. They've done these things that are unprecedented for CONCACAF teams to do around the world, and they're the ones doing it for the most part. They're the true giants of CONCACAF. As much as I hate to say it, they are a mega team. They are an international brand. They are probably the most well-known team around the world, and they do produce a lot of talent. Like, you have Edson Alvarez, Jorge Sanchez. You have all these guys that have gone through the ranks of this specific team. You have I forgot his name, but yeah, you just have a bunch of players that come in through there. They even had Araujo on the bench. They have Israel Reyes, who has been scouted out in Europe. It's just a team that produces talent, and it's a mega club. You can put it up there with Boca Juniors. You can put it up there with River Plate and how intense and how good they actually are. That's the kind of team that the Rapids are facing tonight.
And about 30 seconds into this game against that giant club, there was a through ball for Jonathan Lewis into the box to make a play. Now, it didn't turn into anything extremely dangerous, but, I mean, could you want anything else besides, like, an offensive chance to kick this game off? Like, to say, we're here, we're running, we're dialed in, we're together, to start like that. I mean, crazy. Absolutely crazy. The thing I noticed 5-6 minutes into this game was the press. It was either Georgie or Hoffa. The first kick from the keeper, Maligan, to whoever was swarmed by either Georgie or Hoffa every single time. Swarmed. Sprint. Run. No give up. And it started immediately. It's just so impressive. So impressive. And then, speaking of Connor Rodan, he had 2 interceptions in 15 seconds. I believe it was the 7th minute. I mean, just a dog. I'm sorry I ever said anything against his level of dog. I take it all back.
No, but it was the truth at the moment. Like, he wasn't putting in the effort defensively. This game is the first game I've seen Connor Rodan in a Burgundy jersey just go out there and say, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to be a true defensive menace. I'm going to go underneath people's legs. I'm going to sneak around everybody because they can't see me, and I'm just gonna make this a living hell for America today.
Lewis with that pretty reckless slide, didn't love that. Basically a leg or like on either side of the Go America player. You know, and that's kind of after that through ball early, that was kind of his last real moment, you know, which was tough. We'll get into more into that here in a little bit, but didn't love that. Get your head in the game. Everyone else is very dialed in and safe. And that was the opposite of safe. And then my next note is that just reset after reset. They were not, there was no, you know, Sam Vines trying to go one-on-one in the corner, right? If it wasn't there, it was back to Maxu. It was back to Lawless. It was back to Ronan. It was back to Keegan. It was just so impressive. I don't know if I've ever seen a more conservative Chris Armas game plan this year, Dwayne.
Yeah, it was not the funnest game to watch. but I think the game plan was literally to strangle America. You know, it was get the ball, push it back, reset, and absolutely irritate every player on Club America. And you saw that as the game continued to progress. You saw those guys get super hot-headed. You know, that was the game plan. It wasn't the usual let's press, go all in. Started that way, you know. It was the short jab, you know, right out of the gate, even with Lewis coming in. But the follow-up, the haymaker, was really just a very slow-motion, boring, giant fist coming in that didn't hit until PKs. But it was enough to throw them off of their game. Their finishing was terrible. And I think a lot of that was because of the frustration, because of, you know, all of the little irritating things like Connor Ronan flopping around like an Australian breakdancer in the Olympics. Like, dude was just, I mean, it was insane. Like, yeah. there was like a good 30 second time where there was not one soccer move that was done by Ronan. It was just like, I'm going to dive. I'm going to flop. I'm going to roll around. I'm going to do whatever I need to do to get a piece of my body in front of that ball. Yeah. And that's irritating, dude. And when you string that out for 90 minutes, and it was just him, it was everybody. Were you just frustrating them over and over? And we saw versus St. Louis what they did in the last 10 minutes. Was they just, you know, fired the cannons over and over and just shelled them to get the win. They tried to do that to the Rapids as well, and the Rapids just locked it down. You know, it wasn't going to happen for them.
No, didn't work. Didn't work at all. 25th minute, Omir gets the first real chance in about 20 minutes, I think. It was like the first real time the Rapids had threatened. It was the same thing. It was up the left side, back. Up the left side, back, work around the right, get into the middle with that nice play, give and go with Omir. And then he couldn't decide if it was a through ball or a shot, and it just kind of went to nothing. But the idea was there. I thought Omir getting involved was – this might have been his best stretch in a few games, I think. He was really effective, I thought. And, I mean, you need him in a game like this. So I can't get over the possession and – you know, because it's not the way they've played. I just it's really messing with me. It's just a whole new style for them to just be calm, find the next play later. I love it. I'm not gonna get over it.
It kind of feels like what they went through with LAFC, with Galaxy, with RSL taught them a lesson. Hey, we might not be the most talented team out there. They might just be 0.5% better than us and everything, but that doesn't mean that we should lay down and just take it. It means that, hey, now we got to be smarter than them. And the Rapids were 20% smarter, 20% more heart, 20% more wants than Club America was out there yesterday. And it wasn't even close.
Up next, the Rosenberry turnover. I was nervous. I even knew what was going to happen. And yet here I was getting nervous rewatching this game. I was like, oh, no. But man, seriously, to survive that, you kind of felt like, okay, this is doable, right? And then right after that, Max Su, in case you didn't realize, Max Su has that dog. He was not going to take shit from anybody in this game. He might have been the biggest guy out there, too. I mean, just that is why you bring over a captain, a winner, you know, in his kind of late prime stage of his career to anchor that back line. That attitude, great. Give me more of that, Max Su. Give me more.
This Leagues Cup run, man, has seen the defense, Max Su and Lala, just and even the wingbacks and Keegan and Mines be completely ruthless when it comes down to just sacrificing your body at all times. They will throw they are willing to throw themselves in front of a bus as long as that bus doesn't get through them and get near Zach. And I respect it so much.
Halftime, less than one combined expected goal in this game. And that follows the eye test. Rapid, only two shots. Shape was more important. Possession was more important. Not getting caught out in transition was more important than shots and XG. And they nailed it. Coming back from halftime, this note is for the haters out there. Half Club America, half Mexican national team kit with a wrestling mask. And I was like, lame. Find a better kit to wear to a game.
Was not a winner's kit to wear as of late.
Nope. 47th minute. They get a corner. Georgie. Out of nowhere. On the far post on cleanup duty. Everybody contributes on defense. Everybody. God, I'm so hyped just reading through this game thing. This is sick. 52nd minute, Zach on the low header goes sideways but gets down low enough, clears that out. In the same run of play from there, Rafa with the curler, and I thought that was there. Again, knowing what was going to happen, I still thought it was going to be there. There was what? You made a point of it on the show last night, but there must have been 7-8 shots on that goal specifically throughout the game that went just wide right.
Yeah.
It was like when magnets push against each other. You know what I mean? And it was just like, nope, you're actually going wide just a little bit.
It was super strange. Like, it didn't matter who was taking the shot, but they all tried to curl it into that top corner too. It was like, that's what they trained on this week was, all right, everybody, we're training to curl this into the top corner. And then there was just some weird, like, soccer black hole just to the top right of that. It was strange.
But it makes sense, man. Like, the America goalie, like, they just won back-to-back championships. He's the reigning goalkeeper of the league. He is the Mexican starting goalkeeper. Like, there's a reason that they were trying to finesse him because it wasn't just about taking power shots. Dude is good. Zach and the Rapids are just way better. Like, it makes sense they were trying to, like, just sneak it by him.
Well, the thing was, is America was not all that interested in ball pressure. They were much more concerned with getting the line back, right? Like, no one was stepping into it. They wanted four straight on that back line, and it allowed Cole, Rafa, Ollie, like, everyone was getting shots from that kind of left top just above the box. And I don't know why that was in their game plan. It didn't technically cost them, but it came very close several times. Max Su, huge block, 56th minute. Can't clear it. Sanchez finally gets a shot. Stefan catching. He was great catching tonight. Like, balls through traffic. Just wide receiver out there.
Yep, he was sticky.
It was beautiful. Awful Lewis turnover. Oh, I switched Max. The Max who bought came after that, but the Lewis turnover. And then Valdez just misses that sitter. I don't know what he was shooting at, but it was certainly not the goal. Because that should have been the winner, you know? Very, very crazy. So between surviving the Keegan turnover and the Lewis turnover, the team had to feel like they could get through this. Because those were – how many times the last couple of years have we seen that exact play lead to the backbreaker ending?
Yep.
Right? The knockout punch, even though the fight's not over. I mean, it was, you know, we've seen it just end a fight. They kept the fight going. And then you get lucky, you get J-Lew subbed out right there. And Calvin comes in.
And I think that was one of the turning points to the game where the Rapids kind of took advantage of it. They controlled the ball a little bit more. Again, it doesn't come down to Calvin Harris is a better player than Jonathan Lewis. I think it came down to he's played longer with Rafa. He's played longer with these guys. He knew where they were going to be at all times. And the effort was just there, man. Calvin Harris came in with a complete game changer from start to finish.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Cole had already run 5 miles before the hour mark.
Yep.
He's a freaking lunatic, man. He is a lunatic. Oh, boy. Great to see, though. I absolutely loved it. He had run 28 miles in the tournament going into that game. Just unreal.
Crazy.
And, you know, we've heard him talk about the Premier League and his goals to play, you know, in bigger leagues. That is the kind of stat that is going to help his case. More than trying to force himself in as an attacking midfielder and taking a ton of shots, the fact that he can run nonstop for 90 minutes and make an impact at all three levels is what's going to get him to move on in his career. So much more than some of those. He's amazing.
Real quick, a little bit off topic, but I'm going through some stats right now.
Yeah.
Lawless was the only player on the pitch last night for the Rapids, besides Stefan, of course, that didn't have a goal or assist all year long so far. Last year, he was our second highest goal scorer. Just think about that. Like, how insane is it that last year's second highest goal scorer, only one in the starting lineup without a goal and assist?
That's insanity. A really good stat. That is a really good stat. What a time to be alive. What a time to be a Pits fan. 62nd minute. I thought this was funny. Georgie just launches one into Cole's face at like a yard or less. Did you see that? He's just like, and then somehow Cole gets up and is like the next pass after that play and sprinting on the ball again.
Insanity.
Oh man. Good for Cole. But yeah, that looked like it hurt really bad. Harris gets the long run off the flick on header from Georgie, gets into space, takes one from the top of the box. And that was like, you're right. That was the game changing moment, was Harris saying like, you know what? Someone's got to get these shots off. Someone has to. It's me. I'm out here. I'm just going to do it. I'm not waiting for Georgie to do it. I'm not waiting for Hoffa to do it. I'm doing it. And it really did. That is where you noticed America, that last 25, 30 minutes really, really kind of take their foot off the gas a little bit. They really started having to think about penalties because they knew that this Rapids team was getting the chances that could end the game for them.
At this moment, I truly believe that even if America got one, I thought the Rapids were going to tie it up and take it to penalties. I don't think the Rapids are going to be denied penalties regardless last night.
I love that. I thought DeVaro kind of got elbowed in the face and no pen, no foul, no nothing. But
yeah, you know, there were a lot of no fouls, no nothing.
He took like an elbow to the head in the box. Was kind of surprised.
This is Club America. They don't have anything called against them. Warned everybody before the game. Don't worry. Just don't stress about it. This is what you're going to get when you play this damn team.
And to be fair, the Rapids played not stressed about it. You know, like really, they kept a very cool head. Ollie comes on for Omir. I loved that sub. I really did. Calvin and Rafa and kind of Georgie and Cole kind of took turns all being the front three. And one would drop back. And I'll get to that note here in a sec. Maxu, big head clearance. Rosenberry, huge block. And then Rosenberry, huge block for a corner in one America assault there in about the 75th minute. Keegan, Mr. Rapid, oh, captain, our captain. Absolutely. You guys mentioned he was one of the players of the games on the Instant Reaction show last night.
Dude showed up at the end like a madman. Just he, I mean, it, you know, the whatever, the spirit of Australian breakdancing like left Ronan's body and traveled over to over to Keegan, and when we needed it most, there he was, just like, again, whatever it took, get a body part on it, doesn't matter where the ball goes, just stop it from going towards the net. And dude, he showed up like it was insane. It was just insane.
It was amazing. 79th minute, big two fist punch save from Stefan, and he couldn't have even been bothered. It was like swatting a fly with the way he walked away from that. Just icy. That dude does not break. The heart rate doesn't change. Doesn't matter. Even after the game, he looked, yeah, there was no emotional spikes. He just level. And good for him. He's feeling it. Stefan with a big clearance right after that. Cole goes on the break, 82nd minute, puts it over the bar. I thought it was going to be that goal he had in Columbus last year. That's what it felt like. He's like, he was in the same spot. He got the same first, like the nice touch to put it in where he wants it so he can step through with some curve. Oh, just over the bar. Just right there. This closing lineup, and this is kind of how I had the formation. Obviously, the same back five with Stefan in the back line. But then it was Ollie, Ronan, and Harris. And it was two of them. And the third would either drop back to be the fifth on the back line or would rotate up with Cole. And usually it was Ollie. And Ollie would be rotating up with Cole, and Harris would be rotating back almost next to Vines or Keegan. Keegan on the right side. So it was... You almost had Keegan playing a center back with Harris outside of him, and he would rotate. Rotate up with the press when he needed to, and you know, be an outlet. But very interesting to basically see Georgie, Hoffa, Cole across the top, right? As it should be. Those are the guys you want with, you know, when it's time. But just the ability of all those guys who are normally not in those positions to just commit to defense down the stretch like that. It's an interesting thing to think about, right? Like 11s are obviously going to be relatively expected at this point, considering we know so much about all these players and who plays well together. But to be like, hey, Calvin, you're going to play right back for a little bit of this defensive possession, right? It's just sometimes it just works. And it makes you kind of think like, who else could rotate into a weird spot when we need it and be amorphous and adaptable? And that's just the sign of trust in this team. Laraz, 89th minute. Could you imagine if Ollie bagged a end of the game winner against America, bro? Our little redheaded East High Angel wonder kid. Ugh. Oh man. Oh, just, I was so happy for him. And then it goes to Pens, and it goes to Pens. And we are going to go to a quick break, but we're going to get to it on the other side. We got to talk about our friends at Lucy Nicotine. How much Lucy Nicotine were you guys going through in that penalty? Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah. Of it. I'm so nervous. and Lucy, it's great. It's great for a moment of stress like that. 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco free. And it's not your grandpa's big tobacco product. This is mom and pop shop doing it right and getting you what you need. You have all sorts of strengths, 4, 8, and 12. I'm usually a 4 guy. I wanted a 12 at the start of penalties. I wanted 3 12s at the start of penalties. Absolutely stressful, perfect time for it. They have a ton of flavors. Apple ice, wintergreen, mango, espresso, mint, berry, all great. We love all of them. If you're not into pouches, They have gum, 2 milligram, 4 milligram, 6 milligram. Chew your way through the stress. And the best part is you can set yourself up with a subscription. It'll go straight to your door. Level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/rapids. Use promo code RAPIDS. Get 20% off your first order. They offer free shipping and a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co and use code RAPIDS to get 20% off and always free shipping. Here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Shout out to our friends at Lucy, and also shout out to our friends at Toyota, the official vehicle of DNVR, the official vehicle of me driving back from Boulder, screaming about the Rapids to all my friends from that concert. The vibes were immaculate in the Toyota last night. We were in my Highlander. The SUVs and the trucks, that is like the Toyota Colorado connection truly starts there, whether it's the 2024 Tacoma or the Land Cruiser or the you got all these trucks that can either haul your stuff up camping, haul your friends to a Colorado concert, tailgate at DSGP. They're all perfect for it. They have 17 models with all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, and they offer more low and zero emission vehicles combined than any other automaker. That includes 16 different hybrid vehicles like the Tundra, iForce, Max hybrid truck. Visit your Front Range Toyota stores at a location near you. AutoNation Toyota, Arapahoe and Centennial, Corwin Toyota in Boulder, Groove Toyota in Littleton, Mountain States Toyota in Denver, Stevenson Toyota East in Aurora, Stevenson Toyota West in Lakewood. Toyota is a proud partner of the Colorado Rapids and the official vehicle of DNVR. All right, we're back. DNVR Rapids. Winner's Lounge Part 2. I love that. Yaya, Dwayne, Mitch hanging out on just the best victory Sunday we've had in a while. Just amazing. And where did we leave off? Oh, yeah, penalties against the biggest club on the continent. The 46th seed up against the one seed. That was crazy to me. That, like, I don't think I even noticed the seeds in all the score stuff and all the, you know, like on the MLS soccer, like game page. So you could like follow along until I saw 1 and 46. And that really was, that was amazing.
Remember, who, man, in the CONCACAF rankings, the Rapids aren't even ranked. And America's number 1 or 2. Remember that.
That's right. I do. I will forever, for literally the rest of my life. Georgie steps up. Were you even, did anyone have any doubt Georgie was going to bury that? Just was that Georgie, man? Come on. No doubt in my mind. Absolutely zero doubt in my mind. He is so hyped when he makes it too. Full fist pumps, screaming. I don't know if it was at Malagan or if it was at just the wall of yellow, but he was letting them know that he buried it. America matches. I in my mind, I was like, Georgie made it. Zach's going to save it. We're going to go 3-0 and end this.
That is totally where my head was also. Yeah. I was like, we're going to get 2 big saves right off the bat from Zach.
I love the confidence. And then, of course, Cole steps up second, goes right, no doubter again. Those two, I had no doubt in my mind. Reyes, I don't know what he did on his, but Stefan, that was one of the only ones he didn't even move for. He got caught. And you're like, okay, this might go the distance. Hafa, I thought it was a well-struck penalty. I really did. I thought it was a well-struck pen, and it was an amazing save. He could have gone a little more left than going, you know, dead center. But, you know, shout out to the Liga MX keeper of the year. Like, that was just a beautiful save. Sucks for Hafa, but they didn't lose. So, forget it. Move on.
Hafa's also just in his mind at this point. Like, he's just worried. Like, it's part of
the game. He made the last one against Lyon. I mean, you know, I don't think he should be too worried.
No, I'm not worried, but I think he's getting too much in his head at this point.
That makes sense. That makes sense. And it's a bummer. I hope it doesn't.
He was distraught after that.
Yeah. He was crying.
He was for the badge. He was like, it was, yeah. I mean, you know, hey, everybody's going to pick Georgie, you know, if you get to choose, over, you know, Hoffa right now. But that save, I don't know if you've, I mean, Mitch, I know you've gone back and looked at it.
I've watched it a lot.
You probably have to. I've watched that save in particular several times,
mm-hmm.
because I just trying to figure out how the keeper got his leg up like that.
Those kick saves on
some acrobatic stuff, man.
You're right. There, it's one of the more impressive things a keeper can do is that trailing kick save, the body control. You know, like, you're literally not worried about the landing, right? Like, you are, like,
I mean, all your momentum. Yeah. Like, your momentum's already going one direction, and then having to, I mean, you're not changing direction, but you're having to add a new vertical direction to get that leg up is wild. It's just super wild. Anyway.
Crazy. And then Sanchez steps up, goes right. Stefan goes the other way. Pain. That's what I was feeling. I was like, it's over. That was our chance, right? And then what made it even worse was there comes Andreas Maxu. And I said, this is it. I was so in my feelings. Tyler Childers, bless him, fantastic concert last night. He's up there playing three straight acoustic by himself. Crowd absolutely locked in, and every 30 seconds you hear me going, let's go, or oh no. Maxu, very slight hezzy. I don't know if you picked that up from watching Colin Rafa, but very slight, buries it left corner. The Great Dane never doubted you from the spot for a second.
No,
even 1 second. And then Caceres goes, maybe the rocket of all the rockets. That was a nice penalty from him to follow up and make sure and keep America on the right side of that. Hated it. I thought it bounced off the crossbar, but it hit the support pole in the back, but that was the sound you heard. Very close to hitting that top. Ronan steps up. He hadn't gone to the penalty spot since he scored his first goal and only goal for the Rapids last year.
Yep.
Right? That was his first time at the penalty spot. Absolutely upper 90. Absolute no doubter. And it makes me want him to shoot more.
Honestly, of everybody that took the shot last night, Rafa was the one that had me the most worried by a mile.
Interesting.
Him and Sammy Vines.
Yeah. Sam absolutely had a rocket too. Stefan, need to save it, my guy. We need you. This is it. This is for the legendary run. Gets two hands, no doubt, pushes it out back onto the field. Oh, the noises I was making in an otherwise pretty quiet crowd at a concert was very rude to my fellow concert goers, and I apologize. Not at all. Do not apologize.
It's also so crazy, man. It's what, now the fourth game that at the death, basically they either keep going or win it. Like, that's the death. This is your last chance to keep going, and they did it once again.
Captain Mr. Rapid Keegan, who I thought was going to be the fifth, or I thought he was going to be in the Maxu spot against Lyon, and, you know, doesn't ever get to kick, and then just two-step, right? They almost didn't get the broadcast angle back in time to see the penalty, was how fast he took that, which, honestly, I like. That's how I would – I don't – there's later this kid took literally 10 seconds after the whistle, right? Not Keegan. step, go. And that's what you want to see. And then the most heartbreaking, I thought this was where it was over. I thought luck had flipped. Calderon goes off the right post, bounces off the back of Zach's head and into the goal. Dwayne, Dwayne, walk me through it.
It was the flukiest stuff I have ever seen. I just, like, I had to watch it. I was like, did that go off of Zach? And then they showed the replay, obviously, and it was just like, oh my God, like, he missed the shot. It's off the post. You know, and it was just the worst timing. You know, Zach dove a little late and a little high. And because of, you know, the difference in timing, he hit the ground after the rebound off the post. And it was just, man, you could practice that for an hour and not get that to work. Like, that's how perfect that weirdness was. And I just kept thinking, like, crap, we could have won. That could have been the end of it. And it went off the back of Zach's head.
Yeah.
And it was just like, okay, well, you know, who's next? Let's keep going.
Who's up? Who's up?
Somebody last night in the chat said if he would have just dived to the other side, that would have been that would have been game.
Oh, if he had made a terrible choice, that would have been game. Yeah, for sure.
That would have been game. It happened to be that it worked out perfectly for Club America. And the funniest thing is that you can tell that Chiquete Calderon was terrified because he immediately kind of looked up at the crowd and started asking him to cheer him on a little bit because everybody was in complete and utter disbelief of what just happened.
Every time the Rapids made one, it was silent. Silent. 20,000 Club America fans minus Eli Lesser rocking a Kevin Cabral New Day kit. Like, probably the only Rapids kid in there, a Galaxy fan. Shout out, Eli. We appreciate you, my guy. That was sick. Ollie, also, just nails. What is going on? He was the penalty taker for R2, but I don't think he's taken a pen since R2. That's a long time. And believe it or not, penalties at MLS Next Pro and MLS and Leagues Cup quarterfinals against the biggest club on the continent, not the same weight. Not the same. You can't really practice that situation.
Well, and just a reminder, this is not an average goalkeeper.
No, the best goalkeeper.
This is the best goalkeeper. And all of these shots are going in.
This is the goalkeeper that should have been starting for Mexico if he didn't get injured in Copa America. Like, just to put it in perspective to you guys.
Amazing.
This is the successor to Memo Ochoa, the guy that learned under Memo. Like, that's who you're playing right now. Like, incredible. Oh,
just crazy. Fidalgo top bin right, no doubter. On to round 8. Oh, that was the thing, is like, you get so hyped because you're on the plus side now, right? Like, you're ahead, and it's just so exciting. And then it's like, oh, fuck. Okay, let's go again. Sam Vines, lasers in his eyeballs.
What a bunch of jerks. Like,
what a fucking legend.
I was
reminiscent of, go ahead.
You kind of love the lasers in the eyes, right? It becomes iconic. It becomes a thing where now you look at it, it's like, through all your bullshit and you shitty fans, it doesn't matter. The guy that we shit on the most had to deal with the most.
Yeah.
And he still made it. How much of a shit team and fan base are you really?
He reminiscent of our guy Bombi at Copa, right? Like, ice water, bro. Unaffected. Just beautiful. Another nervous one because he's shooting into a target about this big at the top of the goal, right? Like, but you know, you just got to appreciate it.
It's also, I don't look at him as lasers. I look at him as spotlights.
Yes.
Just putting the light on them. You're making it even better. That's all it is.
Amazing. Hernandez substitute comes in. Right side netting. Even if Stefan had guessed right, probably doesn't get to it. Beautiful goal. Round 9. Harris does the exact same penalty, basically, as Hernandez did just before. Goalies both weren't really guessing right. It was really tough. Honestly, there was about 5 straight where it was It was just the penalty takers were locked in. The 20-year-old Espinoza, first League's Cup appearance. Is this kid supposed to be like a guy down the line, Yaya?
Supposedly. We'll see. It takes a while for some of these guys.
And the ref?
Club America just has kind of a history of having young guys peter out.
The ref blows the whistle. You can then proceed to take your penalty. He did not kick the ball until the 10th sec, like literally on the turnover from whistle to his foot hitting the ball, 10 seconds. And it felt like an hour. I was like, oh my God. He buries it. That sucked. And then the broadcast was confused. You guys talked about this. Lawless doesn't go. Stefan. And what do you do when you're in that situation? You just hit it as hard as you possibly can and hope it goes in. And it did. And he's a legend for it. And this whole run, it's funny because this run is going to now be defined by the fact that he did it from the other side of a penalty situation. Like, obviously, we're going to remember this as the Stefan run, but he did it from the penalty spot and not from the goalkeeper spot. Just so cool to see. And then Maligan steps up. He did not look confident taking this. I don't know if it was like,
watch, look at this real quick. Look at this real quick. That's not the face of a confident man taking that penalty. And we all know it. Like, this is the look I give my wife before going into court and saying I'm screwed.
Oh no. That looks like he trusted a fart he shouldn't have.
It really does. Like it was you could tell, man, his whole demeanor was, what did I just get myself into?
And what does he do? He sends it wide. He sends it wide for the loss. Take your poverty club back to your poverty league, because the Rapids own you and they own Mexico. And they're through to the semis. And it was just, there was almost poetry in this going so long, right? Like, there was those moments for winners at the end of this game where they could have put in a winner, a couple opportunities, both directions, really. But the fact that it was drag out, everybody contributes almost. Lawless, the only non-penalty taker. But the fact that it came, everybody stepped up and did their part. It's just, you can't write a better ending for this Rapids team.
What a poetic ending.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Well, just so you guys realize how crazy this is for the Rapids to take Club America all the way to penalties, is America has been unbeaten in 12 home games. I count this as a home game. The fan base was there. The atmosphere was there.
Yeah, of course.
12 unbeaten home games. And the Rapids have not held a clean sheet for 11 games.
Whoa. The St. Louis game? Is the St. Louis game the last one?
I think so. That's wow. 11
Georgie
games
Hattrick.
Since the Rapids have held a clean sheet. The Rapids held a clean sheet and just broke America's unbeaten run. The Rapids had, with 10,000 voters on FotMob, had 12% chance of winning, 6% chance of drawing, and America had 82% chance of winning.
Hey, Apple, why don't you stick that win probability graphic where the sun don't shine, brother? Because that thing was useless tonight. Useless. Oh,
always useless.
It was especially useless tonight. Throw it away.
Stats Club America so was calling. Keep Club America math away from my Rapids.
This is the thing.
Nobody wants it.
Club America had 20 shots on goal compared to the Rapids 7. 4 shots on target and 1 shot on target for the Rapids. 1 big chance for America, 0 for the Rapids. And it didn't matter because even America had over 60% of the possession and it didn't matter. Like, the Rapids still grinded us out all the way to penalties. They had their way with America, whether you like it or not.
And that was all second half too. Like, nobody had shots on target in the first half, the whole half. So, you know, again, like, they tried to do what they did to St. Louis, you know, and just shell the Rapids defense, and it just wasn't happening. Wasn't going to happen.
And this is the perfect time to bring up our UC Health player of the game, the Live Extraordinary player of the game. And who else? There's only one man, Zach Steffen. 0 goals conceded, 4 saves, a huge save in penalties. And he scores the freaking winning pen. The winning penalty. I can't even believe I'm saying those words. It doesn't even make sense.
Look at like our goalie. Look at our goalie. Then look at their goalie. Like, look at the, like, it's comparison, baby. This is what happens when you actually have a good goalkeeper.
Oh, I just – and look, Steffen was getting it from all angles. He was getting it from us. You know, Burgundy Wave had a really good piece, you know, kind of highlighting how, you know, how rough his performance had been through the first, you know, 2 months of the season or so. And all Chris Armas ever did was look the game, like, sure, like, we gave up those goals. He gave up those goals, but this guy is class. And the message from Armas has been the same the entire time. This guy is a leader. This guy sets the example. This guy works harder than anybody. This guy prepares more than anybody. This guy supports the team more than anybody. And this run is just, it's poetic. Not to steal your word from the ending earlier, but I mean, I don't know how else to say it. This is to watch him just come up moment after moment and be the guy that's, you know, they're saying he's the guy in the locker room. Like, hey, we're going to go face Club America in a road game in LA. There's going to be, you know, this environment is not going to be friendly to us, but we can play our game and we can win. And he backs it up. He just keeps backing it up. And we're lucky to have him. And, you know, I think people were calling to see Beaudry play a couple months ago. And now it seems insane that I would ever want anyone else in a Rapids keeper kit. Ever.
Did this game give you a little bit of that USA versus Mexico vibes?
A little bit.
You look back at it. You have Zach Steffen, US national goalkeeper. You have Mihailovic, who's representative of the team. You have Simon Mines, who's also representative of the team. And you also have Cole Bassett, who's been up there, right? You have about 4 guys who have been played against Mexico at one point or another. Then you jump over to the other side in Club America. You have Malagón, Dos Santos, Israel Reyes, and Henry Martinez. Another 4 guys who have been a part of those competitions. It felt kind of like, hey, let's put our best guys against our best guys. Let's see what happens. And the Rapids came out on top, and it wasn't even close.
You remember, that was the UC Health Extraordinary Player of the Game. If you want to join UC Health's Ready, Set, Co. Challenge, click the link in the show notes or go to uchealth.org/ready-set-co. Shout out to our friends at UC Health. Do you remember the start of the season when, you know, we asked Cole at Media Day about what having all these guys who want to make the national team playing together does for each other, for exposure for both the team and for their international careers? In this run, you have Cole running more than anybody in the tournament, making all the right plays. You have Georgie with just some dramatic moments, some truly I'm him, I'm going to decide to this game moments. And then you have Zach Steffen as a brick wall. These are the guys that we were thinking these guys could break back into the team if they do it together and they do it well. They can basically revive their international career. And how could Pochettino not want these guys around? Come on, Poch. These are your guys. These are the fellas.
Man, I'm getting so afraid of losing any of these guys at this point, too. They're showing now, like, it's impossible not to think that after they saw Bombi perform, it's impossible to think that they're not hitting up for Georgie. They're not looking at Cole as a key piece. They're not thinking, can we bring Zach back across the pond and see if we can do anything? Like, it's so hard not to imagine these guys having another run in Europe at this point, right?
Just let us make our CONCACAF Champions run for when we win CONCACAF Champions League next year. Just let us do that. Let us get that moment.
And the whole other thing is Matt Turner didn't even start, was left off the squad for 9 and 4. Completely
correct.
Well, you have Zach out here balling out, like
balling.
It's just a thing. Also, real quick, B-Ray and Twitter pointed this out, that the Rapids might have already gotten their CONCACAF Champions League spot locked up. There's three up for grabs.
I don't know. I'll have to confirm with the comms team.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This, let me explain what it kind of is so people can understand.
Yeah, yeah.
There's three spots up for grabs. Four teams left. Five MLS teams get in at the end of the year. If LAFC or Columbus Crew secure their CONCACAF spot through the MLS, the other spot might just be given to fourth place team on Leagues Cup. We're not 100% sure yet how it works, but it might just trickle down where the Rapids end up with the spot at the end of the day regardless. So they're closer to being a part of the Champions League than they're not at this point.
And there's a good chance for that because the five spots from MLS are Shield winner, MLS Cup, and then you've got the top from each conference. You know, so you've got a real good shot of LAFC just right out of the gate winning the conference for the West. Either of those teams could take the cup, you know. So there's plenty of avenues in for that. This is one of the reasons I couldn't sleep last night, was looking at, you know, well, they could win spots here, they could win spots here. And then I was just like, you know, because I'm all hopped up on the Rapids, I'm just like, F it. Maybe we're just going to win it outright and take the Western Conference and, like, screw this tournament. We don't really need it. Like, maybe we get in anyway. And, you know, it's – there are several avenues for the Rapids. They win one more game, it doesn't matter. You know, like, they're headed in. This
is
top
three. It's pretty crazy, man. It is I don't even know what I've said at this point. It's just crazy that they pulled it off. It's crazy that they're going to probably be playing Champions League or have a very good shot at it. They can redeem 2022's Champions League run, which was ended in the coldest game I've ever covered in any sport against Cremas in Guatemala.
This team is built for tournaments, man. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. Put them in Champions League, they might win the whole damn thing. MLS Cup, I have so much more hope now. As long as they get in, I can see them being complete, utter pest for anybody and just going out there and winning. The way that Zach is playing, the way the offense is playing, there's nobody in this world, I think, that can take that away from the Rapids, that they show up in tournaments.
What do you guys think about FOTMOB's player of the game?
Oh, it's easy. I'll let Dwayne say it.
No, go for it. Yeah, I always get to choose first. You go.
Zach Steffen. It's not even close. It's Zach by a mile.
You're right. Like, it wasn't very close.
I think he scored out at 100.
an 8.2 player of the game again. No even real competition, and not through any fault of the players. I think they all play. I think everyone did their job very well tonight. But it, obviously far and away it was Zach Steffen. We already went over his stats in the player of the game segment, so we don't have to spend too long on that. Connor Ronan, though, was the second highest rated Rapid tonight. Played all 90 minutes, completed 71 of 76 passes tonight. 87 touches for Connor Ronan. That is a wild number.
Dude was everywhere.
6 of 9 accurate long passes, 2 clearances, 4 interceptions, 9 recoveries, 1 a duel, lost another. You can't ask for anything more. You just can't. He gave it all. Absolutely every bit of it.
I feel like the Rapids found the key to not having Bomby on the pitch, and that's dropping Connor Ronan into that little deep line six. And the reason I say it's weird, it works, because then you have two guys who are just blockers, two guys that are willing to give it all in Lawless and Maxu, and you have Ronan being your playmaker in the middle, right? And that really helps out those two guys because they have one thing in mind. Nobody gets by me. Just be okay with the ball and find the closest guy near me. And that's really simplified the game down for Lawless and Matsu. And it has allowed Ronin to really show out and be the guy that I expected.
Yeah, you couldn't have summed it up better there. The next highest two rated are Cole and Maxu. Cole with 54 touches, completed 41 of 42 passes. He only missed one pass all night long. That 54 touches a little on the low side, but I think that speaks to more to the game plan and the ability to reset and start over than anything. Beautiful.
I wish we could split the stats from the first half to the second half.
Yeah.
I really feel like Cole's first half was not good at all. But that second half, he just kind of exploded. That made you completely forget about that first half.
Maxu, 58 touches, 4 passes into the final third, 2 of 3 accurate long passes, 1 block, 6 clearances, 4 headed clearances. He's just a monster. He's the Great Dane for a reason. We love him. Thank you, Denmark, for letting him play with us. It's time for the segment we all love. And it's Flowers from the Fellas. Let's go. And I do believe it is my turn to start this one. And I'm going probably a direction you guys aren't thinking. My flowers are for Chris Armas.
Yep.
The game plan was unexpected, I think. It's not exactly how we've seen this team play, especially when his mantra is go. If you don't know what to do, go forward. You know, if you're unsure of where to go, attack. And today it was communicate. Tell people if they have space. Tell people if they have time. Relax. Reset. Trust Maxu and Lawless and trust Connor Ronan and just know that you can reset and we'll be fine. We'll stay alive. Just keep your shape. Trust each other. And he nailed it in his post game. He was saying this team plays for each other. This doesn't happen a lot. You play on a lot of teams that don't play for each other. We have seen Rapids teams that don't play for each other. Eric said it best, coach of the year, period, end of. I don't want to hear otherwise.
If he's not coach of the year, we riot.
That's right.
We all get our stuff. We go right to Don Garber's house.
That's right.
And we just set up shop.
Correct. All right. Yeah, I think you're up.
I'm going to go in an even weirder direction with this one.
Okay.
And it's Porik Smith. Porik Smith deserves so much damn credit for this win. And it's not just this win, but the culmination of the season that it began last year with the C38 protest. And they also deserve flowers for standing up for what they believe in and standing up for the love of their club and demanding a club that's willing to give it their all. Making that Coach Armas the guy when against all odds, everybody was mad. Going and bringing a guy, trusting a guy like Bombi to be your defender, to be your star boy in that back line, worked out great. Omir, not giving up on Rafa, knowing that Ronan, promoting all these young guys, it was just a masterclass. And not even mentioning Georgie, it's been a masterclass of a GM for Porig this last window, and especially what he's doing with the team and trusting Armas all the way. And it's incredible to see, man. He deserves so much credit, and it's a guy that we don't talk about as often. And I've been as critical as anybody about Smith. I've said it multiple times. Is it time for a new GM? Right now, man, he deserves that extension that he got. And Armas should be the next one up in that extension as well. It's well-deserved for both of them. They've turned the tide completely.
You know, this team, he didn't bring in – I mean, he obviously brought in Georgie. He obviously brought in Stefan. Brought in Sam Vines, brought in Omir, brought in Armas. But that's kind of it, right? Like, Armas brought one coach with him, right? Wolby didn't stick around. Other than that, it's the same staff. Like, down to equipment, it's the same staff, right? The team is almost the entire same team that we saw just absolutely disintegrate in League's Cup last year. How ballsy is it to just be like, no, actually, I got this right, and I'm going to show you that we got this right. Obviously, here's some things to make it work. I'm going to add some secret sauce, but the bones were there for me to make this work. And, you know, I'm sure we're not going to sit here and call him executive of the year like we're going to call Armas coach of the year, but trending in the right direction, man.
He deserves a lot of credit.
Absolutely great call from Yaya. Dwayne, who you got?
You guys being all fancy. I'm just going straight to it. Zach Steffen.
Done.
Just boom. We've talked about this a bazillion times already, but that dude is just ice in his veins. Like, he's so locked in that I'm not even sure he enjoys soccer when he's destroying people. It's just nothing phases him. He, you know, he makes the key save of the game twice, really. I mean, that one shot in the game where it's that beautiful cross and then it's just an immediate shot. He dives across, punches it over the top bar, you know, and then we're down. Penalties against Club America and the best goalie out there. We're done. Like, we're done for. This game is over. And Zach Steffen does nothing but be absolutely clutch once again when we need it. He shows up and is the colossus that we need between the pipes. And it's just, it's insane. You know, and then what's he do after that? Plays mind games with the other keeper and walks out and says, I'm going to take a shot. Then you have to take a shot. So suck it. And it's just,
it honestly sounds like my younger days. I took a shot. Now you have
to take a shot. I will go to the grave thinking that was the plan at that point. That's why all of us didn't shoot, is they knew what was going on. And Zach was like, yeah, F it. I'll take the shot. I know I'm going in. Like, this is what I do. And just, my goodness, that guy, holy crap, just incredible.
Gotta love a keeper taking a pen, man. So good. More exciting than that. Slash,
so good this tournament.
I'm gonna give my last set of flowers to Keegan Rosen Berry, Mr. Rapid himself. You know, you can't sit here and say that he hasn't lost a step. You know, he's not as fast as he once was. You know, he might get burned down the flank a time or two. He had a bad turnover, you know, in the second half that almost cost the game. Or sorry, first half. Lewis was the second half. But, man, just talk about putting it all on the line. Throwing your body around, like Dwayne said earlier, like your ray gun in the Olympics. Just any which way to stop that ball, any way to make the play for everybody else. And it's selfless, and this team has it. And I think they made the absolute right call making him captain preseason. Him and Steffen just set the tone all the time as the two most level-headed guys we've seen. God, just the opposite of Yarby and Estevez a couple years ago. Just like the complete polar opposite. It was so awesome to see. All right, Yaya, who you got?
My last flowers, I'm gonna give it to Mr. Connor Ronan. I think I'm one of Connor Ronan's biggest critics, not because I dislike the guy, but I just think he can give so much more. And I think last night he proved that he could give so much more defensively, and that to me by itself deserves so much love. He put it out on the line. He was willing to be the conductor last night.
Mm-hmm.
He took care of everything defensively, offensively. There's not a single play that didn't go through Mr. Ronan himself. And I got to give him so much credit for that. He proved me wrong, and he was a baller. And real quick, I think we deserve to give a bouquet of flowers to that whole back line in general. None of them got beat. They all put their bodies on the line. Sam Bynes was, I thought, incredible. Oh, Dwayne's out there having an earthquake. Earthquake. But that back line was incredible too. I'm cheating a little bit, but I think we have to talk about them because Maxu, Lawless, Keegan, and Sam threw their bodies on the line of fire constantly all last night. And I think those two were the most in the most the back line and Ronan were the two biggest keys besides Stefan to winning last night's game.
Great call. Dwayne, last one.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, Yaya just covered everybody on the back line. So
after choosing Ronan, he took five players with his stars. So
I do be doing that. So y'all better be careful.
I will allow it. I'm gonna go you know, unexpected kind of jumped in and did what we needed him to is Calvin Harris.
Great call. Like,
game changes when he comes on the pitch. And this was right at the time when Club America was about to, you know, line up the cannons and just start shooting for the rest of the last 10 minutes. And Calvin Harris was a disruptor, you know, getting in there, pushing the ball back down the other way, dropping back into playing right back and, you know, filling in and allowing the back line to be what they were, to open them up to get in front of all of those shots. Like, you know, obviously it goes to Armas for making that sub, but when the sub was made, Calvin showed up and did exactly what we needed him to do, and it really threw Club America off of their plan for the final 10, 15.
Yeah, I mean, nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. Man, so what's up next for us, guys? What's up next?
Don't we have a post game on Wednesday, I think? That's the next game, correct?
Correct. LAFC.
I think that I'm just gonna be there. I'm not leaving work on Wednesday. So
just locking it in.
Get to the bar. We're just gonna lock in. We're gonna lock down and we're gonna watch history again.
That's the flowers, man. Everyone that showed up to DNVR bar last night.
Dude, are you bar was like, hopping?
Amazing. It looked like a Nuggets playoff game in there. Which for us is kind of the standard for crazy crowds, right? And shout out. Thank you so much for coming out. Hopefully we get to be the spot again for the next round on Wednesday. Do you guys want to throw out predictions now since we're here and talking?
Yeah, I think we should.
Go for it.
This is going to be a hard one. If anything has shown to me, I think it's going to be a 2-1 victory Rapids. And this time I'm changing my goal scorers. I think Georgie gets one, but I think also Cole gets one. I feel like he's been yearning for one.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Dwayne?
I mean, there's no way I'm picking LAFC. Like, it's just, one, I would never do that. But two, I mean, this team is clutch. They're not coming back. They're staying there. They're going to get some rest. They're going to get some practice. Armas is going to draw up the plan. They're going to go into LAFC. Everyone, including that idiotic graphic up in the top left corner at the beginning of the match on Apple, is going to pick LAFC to win. And they're going to get humbled 3-1. And it's not going to go to kicks. It's not going to be as stressful. I think the Rapids are going to show up and they're going to flex a little bit. Goals, I think, are going to come from Georgie. I think Hoffa hits it this time. You know, he's in his head right now. I think Armas is going to do his little magic and unlock him. And I think Harris will come in.
Oh, my God. And, I thought that was the craziest call ever.
I think Lewis could score for sure. But I think it's going to be late, though, in the game. Harris is going to come and finish it with that sub. I think he'll come in and get the speed going up the right and just cook some dude, break some ankles, and get that third goal.
Crazy. I'm going to say, oh, man, this is going to be another absolute classic. I'm going with 2-1 like Yaya, but that 2 is an 88th minute winner. chicken dinner from Keegan Rosenberry himself with a rocket from 30 yards out.
Love it. We've not seen the Keegan rocket in a long time. He's due.
I just have a feeling. You're right. He's due. So that's what I think is going to happen.
A Rocketberry?
Yeah, Rocketberry. Rocket. Rocketberry. So that's a very good call. I also want to see Harris start for Lewis. I want to see Omer Calvin start this game. I don't think it's going to happen, but I want to see it. That I think can really change this game. All right. I guess that does it for us today. Anything else you guys want to, I mean, we've talked for now almost 2 full hours about this game, but anything else you guys want to get off your chest about it?
Enjoy it, baby. That's right. The Rapids, the biggest club in all of North America. Not even close.
Massive club.
I'll quote our coach. Why not the Rapids?
Why not?
Why not? Fucking Rapids.
Georgie is one of us. Up the fucking pit.
Dude, come Georgie on. Is so burdened right now. That dude, it's just like, man, is he coming in like just to kind of like get it back together to like get to the Olympics or get to the national team or get back to Europe? That dude is so burgundy and blue after that statement. It is insane. Like, he is 100% Burgundy boy, and there is no doubt jumping in front of that camera like that was, I mean, top-tier, Emmy-level TV. Best moment. That was moment of the match for me.
Shout-out to everybody that sent us the video of Georgie screaming into the microphone, into the camera. It's... that was so cool. Shout out to all you guys for being absolutely real ones. Yaya, can you start plugging us out of here, my friend?
Yes, I can. DNVR_Rapids on Twitter. Follow there where we have a bunch of fun content. We do every game thread. Please give us a 5-star review wherever you hear this podcast, whether it be Apple, Spotify, doesn't matter. That always helps out a lot too. Also, like this YouTube video, give us a like. Like, if you're on Twitter, jump over to the YouTube feed, watch it for 10 seconds, and give us a like. Give us those views. It helps us out. It helps us connect with more Rapids fans, more soccer fans, and that's what we want to do. We want to give Colorado a place where they come in and feel safe, feel like they can get the support that sometimes is not given through national media. Besides that, pass it on to Mitch.
Become a diehard at thednvr.com. That's the best way you can support us besides all the things Yaya just said. You get merch when you sign up. You get discounts on merch after that. You get discounts at the bar. You get discounts on events. You get behind the paywall. You have not just Rapid stuff, but you have football seasons right around the corner. That's Rams. That's Buffs. That's Broncos. You have Nuggets coming up. You have Avs coming up. If you ever wanted to get behind the paywall and see all the great stuff the folks at DNVR are doing, this is the way to do it. And it just goes a long way. Obviously, like and subscribe, all of that. And just like our guy, Georgie, screamed into the national broadcast and then clipped and cut by Major League Soccer themselves, up the fucking pids.